Lockdown. Throwback to Paul Abdullah.
Hello, welcome back to the Here We Go podcast in our random short series.
Smaller series, not short.
I don't know how long it's going to go on for, but...
yeah, exactly. That is one of the worries of lockdown. Worries, no one really knows.
This is what we're aptly calling the lockdown series. Yeah, I mean...
We introduced it last week.
So, apologies for those who had difficulties reaching...
Yeah, I should apologise about that one. Some idiot, I don't know who it was, some proper dickhead, uploaded the wrong file. So you may have heard 3 seconds, which was just Bingham saying, lockdown special. So if you are still experiencing issues with that, unsubscribe and then resubscribe to
and,
the podcast.
And whilst you're at it, give us a review, 5 stars,
like,
that's all we accept.
Comment, retweet, thumbs up. What do they say on YouTube? Mash that like button.
Well, you can't like on the podcast.
But you can fucking review it, so give it a go.
Subscribe it, give us ratings and that.
Yeah, I reviewed it.
We haven't actually had a rating maybe for about a year, so.
So it'd be right nice if you would.
If you could give us a rating, that'd be great. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it keeps us on the airwaves because we just do it anyway, but.
It literally, if we had 1-star reviews, I'd still be on here chatting.
Yeah,
about
just
it.
Chatting box, isn't it? Well,
so
you know,
this is sort of is it? Would this is episode 2 of 009? So this is 009.2.
Yeah, we've went through a bit of a confusing pattern.
You chose a pattern.
Yeah, what we realised in this crisis. Is that we should have never have picked numeric?
Well, yeah, we shouldn't have put numbers.
The numeric system for the podcast in any sense,
because it's not. Oh, I mean, the reason the numbers
stuck.
Numbers make sense if you have to listen to them in order.
Yeah.
But you don't have to listen to this podcast in order. Just pick and choose who you want to hear.
Yeah. I mean, say now we could go back through and delete all the numbers.
Yeah, that's not
and
worth
then
it.
Change the graphics and all the artwork.
It's a lot of effort.
Yeah, but it'd save the old. And maybe we'll consider it.
We'll think about
it. I mean,
it.
It's me that's gonna have to do it.
Well,
so.
We'll do something on Instagram with like a post or a poll or something, and we can see what happens and see what the fans want or something.
Yeah.
Do that.
It's all about the fans.
Flans. Flan.
Flange.
What does Flan want?
Well, I think we talked about Flans too much in this one.
So this is COVID 1 through 19. This one, isn't it?
Yeah, we've named this one COVID 1 through 19.
Because James thought the name, and with a lot of the things, Wikia, opening Gaybit, music, all of those ideas are obviously its name first, and then about a week until I think of the idea.
Yeah.
So we've done it again here. But COVID,
I came up with a good name this time.
Yeah, the name's quite COVID 1 through 19. So we've gone for that. And what I thought is we should list 19 things that we've done / you can do during a lockdown.
Yeah.
To better yourself or worsen yourself.
Yeah, help or hinder.
Yeah, because everyone's always going on about bettering themselves during the quarantine.
Maybe that's also
Let's
a
talk
game
about
we can bring in.
What?
A game called Help or Hinder. We just talk about things. Help or Tinder. Well,
different.
It's also known as kindling.
Yeah, I was thinking about the woods.
Fire.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so 1 through 19. Bingham, number 1. What's something you can do during the lockdown?
Hibernate.
Hibernate, that's one. We don't explain each point. It's too much work.
No, we can explain the ones we really want to explain.
We'll extrapolate if they're good. Hibernate is one, like a bear. Two, I was thinking,
like
learn to knit.
You could learn to knit. Crochet. My sister's been doing a bit of...
Is that number 3?
Crocheting.
Is that number 3 or is that going on about knitting? Are we still on point 2?
Well, we're elaborating some of the points.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah,
That isn't you saying crochet and me saying something else about crochet is not another point.
What is crochet?
It's like knitting, but with a bit more of a pattern, I want to say. I'm
oh,
not,
it's
I'm not fluent.
It's not the process of making them things with potatoes. croquet.
Bin.
But a game that posh people play on the lawn. Cricket.
Croquet. Oh yeah. Croquettes.
Yeah. Croquettes. Okay, so three.
Three, I would say beer or wine.
I mean, oh fuck, that was going to be point four. Four for me was going to be wine.
Well, there we go then.
Three and four, wine and beer. Or beer and wine.
Well,
we've been enjoying beers and wines.
Yeah, we've got a list of two so far. It's two of the same bottle.
Yeah, we've. My mum, shout out Casa, gave me two bottles of the same wine, so we drank both.
Casa del Diablo, Malbec from Chile, 2017, I believe it was.
It was a 2017 reserve.
Not too bad. Big dimple on the bottom.
It had a bit of a, it had a little bit of an aftertaste, didn't it? A bit of a kicker.
Yeah, but it was nice. It was nice. I might get some. We're going to do a bit of an essential shop tomorrow.
Yeah, we are. Yeah,
I might get some more to add to our collection.
I've got quite a bit of wine still.
Quite a bit.
I still got my box of Terry True wine. Shout out to TTSLs.
What's my fifth? What's my fifth?
Didn't really talk about beer then. We just talked about the wine.
Well, you know, beers
as well. Heineken and that. That's what Bingham's drinking. No way endorsed.
It could be if you want.
Sponsor us
if anybody works for Heineken.
Bloody good experience in Amsterdam as well. The Heineken.
I don't know if Heineken's its own distributor or Molson Coors is the group. Who knows?
But it's a bloody good experience in Amsterdam. So
it is. I went twice.
You went twice? What, in the same day?
No, in the same town. Amsterdam.
Damn, I've only been twice.
So I went twice. Different groups. I wanted to go.
Different groups.
Boring
different
second time. I'll be honest. Same thing.
Yeah. The best bit's the end bit where it's like a little. You get a beer at the end. It's a bit of a party.
And listeners, if you do find yourself in Amsterdam post quarantine, then hit up the Heineken Museum, and at the end, once you've gone through the tour, basically, you get the option of either a pint of Heineken or two halves. The key is here, get two halves. So it makes it look like you've got more. It makes you feel like you've got more.
Well, see, I didn't get the option of a pint, it was two halves.
Steal the glasses.
When I went, it was two halves. It wasn't a pint.
We got the option.
Maybe they ran out of pint glasses, or maybe they just got sick of giving people the option and just went, fuck you lot, two halves.
Fuck you lot.
It was better. I think two halves is better anyway, because a pint, by the time you get to the bottom of a pint, it gets a bit shitty, doesn't it? Like, do you know, like, if you're nursing one?
That's why in the warmer climates, they only drink smaller sized beverages.
Your super box are in, like, the 100 mils.
Because by the time you've got halfway down, it's shite.
Fucking warm.
Yeah, warm. No one likes room temp bev unless it's stout.
Mm.
And even then, I like it a bit colder, a bit chilled.
No drink at all is nice room temperature. Not even like a room temperature coffee.
Room temperature water if you're a musician, because you don't want the harsh cold or the harsh hot on your throats before you sing.
But you said musician. You said musician.
Yeah.
You mean singer?
Yeah.
Because like a fucking like. Not every musician's singing.
You know, you can't have it all, can we?
I was going to say, like, drummers aren't playing sings, but they do.
Sometimes.
Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Right, point five.
That's me, isn't it? Yeah.
It is you, yeah.
Point five, I would say sun. So like
what, with sunlight?
Sunlight, yeah.
Not
so
sun as in, like, have a kid.
No, that's not a good time to have a kid. No,
hospital's busy.
I would say sun. I've got my my office. By that, what I mean is a desk in the corner of a room with a chair to sit at. It's we're our flat's second floor, south facing. There's not many tall buildings around us. So when I sit at a desk for the entire day, I basically just get optimum sun, and it just makes you feel a bit better. So, like, open your blinds, open your curtains, don't hang tapestries on the walls.
Yeah, for fuck's sake, don't make your room dingy.
Unless you're a Tudor.
Yeah, and if there is any Tudors listening to this podcast, I'd be amazed.
Yeah.
Unless somehow our podcast has got caught in a time warp.
Let's do the time warp again.
Let's do the time warp again.
Yeah, sunlight.
Sunlight, good point.
Six.
Six for me is going to be on that vein. Work from home.
Yes.
That's something to do during the lockdown.
That is.
Don't go to fucking work. I don't think many people are anymore, but for a good week, people were still going to fucking work. Obviously, unless you're a key worker, hospitals and that. But if you do a job that you can do from home, stay fucking indoors. Point seven.
Yeah. Point seven is if you're not working from home, do tasks around the house.
Little jobs.
Little jobs. Whether that's Steve.
Fuck's sake. Fuck's sake. He wasn't even that small. He's quite tall, wasn't he? Point eight
is
another thing to do around the house. Hoover.
Yeah, you quite like doing that recently.
I fucking loved it. The Dyson has never had such a fucking workout. The DC-12, or whatever it is, DC-20, DC Summit. One of them wireless fuckers. It has had a serious workout. I mean, we're going to have to get a new... The battery's fucking burnt out from the amount I've been using it.
Yeah, but Dyson, although it's run by Brexiteer, are actually very good at replacing parts quite quickly.
No, I looked into getting a new battery. £60.
Even so, it's cheaper than a fucking new Dyson, isn't it?
Good point.
£400.
Yeah, are quite expensive. Got mine in the sale.
Yeah.
But it's just easier, isn't it? Our flat's quite small with a lot of items. Yeah. Imagine having to fucking drag a full plug-in guy.
Yeah, you'd
be a right pain in the arse. Yeah. You wouldn't hoover.
No.
Get an easy-to-use hoover, efficient hoover, and you'd be hoovering all the time.
Yeah. Right. We've got the lucky... I mean, off-tangent here, but we've got the... we're quite lucky with having original hardwood flooring.
Yeah, it's quite easy to hoover.
And you don't really notice that there's shit on the floor.
Yeah, you don't notice the shit. But then once you have hoovered, it does look noticeably cleaner.
Yeah. Such is life.
Yeah.
Nine.
Point nine for you, James. You get nine.
Nine.
Nine. Nine. Nine.
Nine. A good... Well, don't obviously... Don't bulk buy. But, it's a good time to, experiment with food.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
good point.
You don't have to...
But don't experiment to the point where it'll make you ill and you'll have to go to a hospital. So don't experiment with, mad shit.
I'm not saying crack an egg on the side, leave it a day and lick the side. Salmonella.
I mean, that might be quite nice.
Salmonella?
Yeah, salmonella, yeah.
Salmonella.
But apparently salmonella you mainly get from the shells of an egg.
Well. You learn something every day.
You do indeed.
Yeah, good food. Good food. Just don't bulk buy it. Buy sensibly and play around.
Yeah, have a fucking fiddle with your noodles.
All it's going to do is taste good or bad.
Yeah, and then you could find some new recipes.
And you've learned if it's bad.
Yeah, we've done some fucking good cooking, haven't we?
Yeah.
I think I've actually... We've probably eaten better in this last week than we had for probably our entire life.
I mean...
No diss into the mums out
generally
there.
Generally, I'm a shift worker kind of guy. Which means that...
Shifty bloody worker, more like.
If I do an evening shift, then I'll not get up in time for what a usual breakfast would be. So I'll probably just not have breakfast. So sometimes I'll have just one meal a day. But at the moment, I've been
having... That is the James Bingham diet.
At the moment, I've been having all three, so...
Yeah, usually to kick off the day.
And it's quite good.
Ooh, how... Oh, no.
Because
we
haven't been snacking much because we haven't got enough snacks in.
I was gonna do a day in the life of James Bingham. A day in the life of quarantine James Bingham, but I think we'll save that for the next one.
Yeah, yeah. We can...
Ooh, you're in for a treat.
Think of it like the Archers, the Radio 4 show.
Yeah, the Archers.
We'll act it out.
Could even film it.
Won't.
We could video it.
We don't make promises on this podcast because we can't keep them.
Don't make promises you can't keep. Point 10. Is there anyone to point 10?
Yeah, so mine was good. Mine was food and try some stuff that's new.
Good idea.
Yeah.
My point 10 wasn't don't make promises you can't keep, but that's just a thing that you should have in your life.
Yeah.
Point 10 here for me would be... Oh, fuck, I've forgotten it. I had a really good one in my head. Oh, fuck, it's escaped from the brain case. Start a hobby.
Yeah. I've been learning German. I'm on my 50th day of learning German on Duolingo. I don't do a lot of it a day, but I've done it every day for 50 days.
That is intense.
So that's going well. I did learn it in school. I'm just sort of refreshing.
Yeah, I haven't learned a new hobby. I've just continued with existing hobbies.
Yeah.
Which is good fun.
You know, goes from fish to masturbating. That's fair, Will.
Masturbating was never a hobby. That was more of a fucking chore.
I can't see what I was going to say.
No, you can say it.
No.
No, say it.
No, just
say it. We'll edit it out, probably.
I was going to say, as long as your mum didn't ask you to do it as a kid.
That's staying in. That's staying in.
Fuck's sake.
That can't leave.
A news source. And I'll tell you for why.
What?
A news source. So, like, it's good to catch up with the news, good to catch up with what the government is saying. We've been watching the daily announcements every day since
daily
they
briefing.
Started for, well, however many, 15 days now, is it?
I can't keep track.
It's been about 2 weeks since they started doing the briefings. But, yeah, keep an eye on them. I don't... a lot of people throwing around loads of conspiracy bollocks. I'm just like, well, the more you read into it, the more you're going to get scared. So,
what conspiracy bollocks have you read?
Well, it's just... everyone kind of sends like bollocks chain things on like WhatsApp and that, don't they? From what I've heard. And people are just not really listening to what is actually the fact and what is actually the false.
Well, so. I mean, I've heard enough people say that coronavirus was this vein of coronavirus was created in a lab.
Mm.
And as we discussed last time,
like,
or...
Really, who actually knows?
Who knows what it's created by, but all we know is it's fucking problems.
Yeah. It's a good news source. Yeah, just keep up with what government's telling you to do. That's point 11.
Point 12 from me would be baking and stuff, working with Flora.
Baking and stuff, working with Flora.
This is like a little hobby, isn't it? In the similar vein to hobby, like baking's a good hobby.
Yeah.
Because it's
we're
fun.
We're not talking about working and baking. We're talking about... Flour, sugar, eggs, milk.
Butter.
Vegan alternatives. Or...
Coconut flour.
You know. Yeah. Coconut flour.
Coconut flour.
Buckwheat.
Buckwash. It's a hobby. Baking's a good hobby because not only do you have to learn, it's a bit of science in there when all the ingredients do the rising and that, bicarb and that.
Yeah.
There's maths.
There is maths involved, unless it's also, a cup.
Unless it's American with cups. Yeah, fuck off with your cups. Get out, son.
A cup of flour, please.
Fuck off.
What, hands cupped together? What?
How big is your cup? I've got a fucking big mug, haven't I? My Starbucks mug is a big cup.
Yeah.
Are we talking pint cup? What are we just distinguishing as a cup?
Yeah.
But yeah, and also, by the end of the hobby, you also get a delicious sweet baked treat.
Or a delicious savoury baked treat.
Yeah. Don't want to limit your options. Anyway, point 12.
Or sour.
Oh, sour. Different.
The third option. Point 13 for me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Edit the space out. Oh.
Leave it in.
Point 13, I would say, like, extracurricular. So, like a hobby, but, like, just something to sort of, like...
Educate.
Or like, take your mind off something, you know. So we've been playing a few games.
I've been Minecraft. That's it.
I've been doing some editing. You know, just something else.
Just
we've been went for our. That could be a point actually.
That's a point.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's not it. It's number 14.
Point 14 for me is start a podcast or radio show. That's something you can do in your spare time.
Or a jigsaw. We don't want competition.
Yeah. If you do start a podcast, don't take our listeners. Not that they can only exclusively listen to one podcast at a time. That's not what I'm implying.
All competition's healthy until it's not. So
don't know what that means, but yeah, we can do that. Do that. Point 14 done. 15 go.
Point 15. The government's saying you can go out for 1 hour of exercise each day.
It's prescribed.
Prescribed. Government prescribed is what we're calling it.
Government prescribed. Yeah.
If we're going out, say to the shops or. Say we've got bikes, so we'll go for a cycle.
We are cyclists.
Or a walk.
We are podcast.
That is our podcast. that is our government prescribed. So yeah, take your government prescribed and
prescribe this.
Use it. Obviously, 2 meters, 6 foot.
Only an hour. Don't go out twice.
Don't go out twice.
Why are you looking at me?
That's it for that one. 16.
Oh, 16. Hard boots a hill. My super sweet 16.
Yeah.
Watch Tiger King on Netflix.
Yeah.
We've been doing any series really. We've been watching Tiger King. It's fucking mad.
Well, I started a bit late, but yeah, we've been watching.
Watching it. Bingham's been sort of drifting in and out like a breeze.
Yeah. Yeah. Number 17. You done with 16? Number 17. Just connecting with others. So use this as a good time to really, if you don't like your family, then don't. But use this as a good time to connect with your family,
loved ones,
friends, foes. Sworn enemies, you never know.
But don't hook up on Grindr.
Yeah, don't.
Because
you know,
I've heard about it. Don't be fucking through letterboxes. It only makes a mess.
Yeah, and
you don't want to be the postman having to post letters through that mess.
Postmen get enough bites from dogs, let alone crabs.
Yeah, ooh, different.
You know.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Point well made.
Postmen and women.
Yeah.
Postal officers.
They're not officers.
Officers of the mail.
They're postal attendants. No, not attendants. Postal delivery people. Delivery workers.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll call it delivery workers. There we go.
Yeah, but yeah, reconnect with others. Reconnect with people.
Rekindle old friendships.
Rekindle old friendships. All the same ones you've already had. New ones, can't really do that at the moment.
Your existing friendships, foster them. Cherish them. Nurture.
Foster the people. What's the name of the song?
That's Jumped Up Kicks. Gonna run faster than my bullet. That's Jumped Up Kicks.
Jumped Up Kicks, yeah.
By Foster the People, yeah. But I said it. That song's actually about school shootings in America.
Ignore that.
Point 18?
Yeah. Well, what's the point? No, 19. I thought it stopped at 17. 18. 18.
18. Roll. 18. 18. Yep. 18. Point 18. Lots of pressure. Lots of pressure.
HB. 2B. 2H. 4H. 4B.
Silence yourself, son. Distracting me.
Graphite lead.
18. Learn a new skill.
Well, you kind of done that one.
When did I do that one? Hobby.
Hobbies. When I said about German.
But a skill is different to a hobby.
Skill is different to a hobby.
You learn skills from a hobby. Yeah. And your hobby could turn into a skill.
Yeah. And take that as a lesson, kids. And a hobby takes... No. A habit takes 66 days to develop.
Does it?
So I'm told.
So is that why you're doing German for 66 days? When you get to 66 days, does that mean you'll have to do it every day somehow? Because you're like in a habit.
Probably.
So does that mean you have to smoke for 66 days before it becomes a habit? Or no, it probably takes less time to get addicted to something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then your addiction becomes a habit, or your habit becomes an addiction. Are you addicted to German yet? Find out in 16 days.
Yeah. Find out in 16 days.
And the final point from James Bingham, point 19.
Point 19. I'm looking around the room.
Yeah. It's really hard to really hard to draw inspiration when you're in the same room all the fucking time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Sorry. just
I'm gonna edit out all these silences.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll leave that
too.
We'll leave you, the listeners, the to listeners. Decide what you should do for point 19.
Well, yeah, and yeah, that's and COVID if you 1 through to 19. Yeah. I forgot what we actually said, but if you remember, listen to
yeah, and it, let us know whether you agree or disagree.
Yeah,
if you disagree,
then don't let us.
We'll
know.
Probably argue.
Yeah,
on the social medias. We've recorded a podcast via the telephone. That we'll be releasing at a date yet to be disclosed.
We're also going to record some more.
Via the telephone.
Yeah.
That is sort of the lockdown. No, we haven't really had any. There's nothing major developments gone on, have they?
No.
In our lives. I mean, we don't really want to bombard you with news because you fucking, you're surrounded by it, innit? BBC News app and that, notifications. So we want to sort of just give a light-hearted spin on the occurrences of Britain during the lockdown.
A pirouette.
Yeah, just sort of, I hope this brings you like half hour or so of joy.
Yeah, half an hour or so.
Takes your mind off things and the shite.
Yeah.
Do it while you're hoovering.
Do it. What? Ooh, well.
In, on headphones.
Yeah, headphones. Noise reduction, ideally.
Yeah, active.
Active.
Do it while you're cycling.
Do it, well, careful with that one.
Do it, or listen to 2 half-an-hour episodes and for your hour-long walk.
Yeah,
and that or will if you listen to one of our full feature lengths, which is like an hour and a half.
Break it up.
Have half an hour in the morning and then go out for your hour-long, listen to that, and then by the time it's over, you know, you can get inside before the old coppers come and do you in for being out for more than an hour.
And there we have it. There we have it.
That
there we have it.
Is COVID 1 through 19.
That's COVID 1 through 19. Should we
leave any final words of wisdom?
If you eat part of a stick of rock, you'll still see the words all the way through. This has been
podcast. You've got liar written all over you like a stick of rock.
Or like an 8-ball. Shake it. Ask it a question. Shake it.
Ah, magic 8-ball. Not an 8-ball that you just picked up off a fucking pool table.
No.
While someone in the pub's trying to have a game and you've just picked up an 8-ball and started shaking it like a mad. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. Shake it.
It's actually better to keep Polaroids in the dark for a small amount of time rather than shaking them because the colours develop brighter and more saturated.
Yeah, but that wouldn't work for the song Hey Ya by Outkast, would it?
Hey ya.
Keep your Polaroid in the dark. Hey ya.
Don't shake your Polaroid picture. That's what you should say.
It's not the same, is it?
Well, you know, they should have thought about that. They should have listened to the photography community.
Guild. Guild.
And with that, this has been beautiful.
Thank you for listening again.
We'll have another short one soon.
We might even do a little Q&A. I've made a jingle for it. It's extreme. I made it last year, and I've been waiting to drop it for quite a while.
We both feature on it in a very small capacity.
Yeah. But there's reverb on our voices, so it sounds like we're there a bit more.
Don't give too much away.
Well, I want to tease them.
Ooh.
Tease me, baby.
Stay well. Stay inside.
Remain indoors. That was going to be one of my points.
As the government says. Is it?
Stay home.
Stay home. Protect the NHS.
Save lives.
Save lives.
I want to change it to stay indoors. Don't even think about fucking going outside. Don't be stupid.
Protect the NHS.
But you can't really print that on a lectern.
No.
And yeah.
Nice one.
Cheers.
All right, then.
Bye.
See ya.
Yeah, bye, mate.
Why are you still here?
What are you still listening for?
Fuck off. And,
the jingle's done now.
Got baking to do. Working still with listening? Flyer.
You got 19 points to get through. You can't work them through. You probably can work them through in a day.
Ooh.
I don't know. You know. Would you want to have beer and wine in the same day? Same sitting would be a bit dangerous.
Don't want to be pessimistic, but you've got fucking time.
Yeah. Could be 2 months, could be 3 months, could be 4 months.
Could be six.
We might even make it here. We go wine out by the end of this.
Yeah. We'll be treading grapes before you know it.
Clean your feet first.
Nah, more flavour, innit?
Ooh, cheesy.
Arrivederci.
See you later.
I'll feed us in.
I might even do another jingle after this one. Did talk about flans quite a lot, and we haven't even made one yet, because obviously a flan is not an essential.
No,